This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I sent a shout out to my Garden Bite Facebook followers and received a suggestion to talk about galls. First up, what are they? Galls are abnormal growths that occur on leaves, twigs, roots, or flowers of many plants. Most galls are caused by irritation and/or stimulation of plant cells due to feeding or egg-laying by insects like aphids, midges, wasps, or mites. Some galls are the result of infections by bacteria, fungi, or nematodes, and are difficult to tell apart from the insect-caused galls. Seeing the insect or its eggs can help tell which kind it is. Next up, there are a ton of them. I have a hackberry tree that's notorious for having psyllids, which causes galls on the underside of the leaves. For this tree, in this instance, with this insect, the psyllid, it doesn't hurt the tree. I had a tree service tell me I needed to spray my tree for aphids. This is why you must check out credentials of services. Anyway, as I was saying, in general, galls provide a home for the insect where it can feed, lay eggs, and develop. Each type of gall producer is specific to a particular plant. Galls may appear as balls, knobs, lumps, or warts, each being characteristic of the organism. In addition to the unusual structure of galls, they draw attention due to their range of colors, red, green, yellow, or black. Factors such as weather, plant susceptibility, and pest populations affect the occurrence of galls on plants from year to year. There are a lot of different types of galls, and I have a lot of pictures and more information, as well as other resources for you on GardenBite.com. Most of the time, as with my hackberry, galls really don't hurt anything, although they may stunt growth in some instances. It's more aesthetic. Find more on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.